The O2 sold out in just 6 hours this week. Does that add any pressure to you, or is that a good thing?
No, it doesn't add pressure to me. It's a good thing. I'm just grateful to be the main attraction in such a big, massive British boxing event. You know, it takes a lot for two British fighters to sell out a venue like the O2 in under 6 hours' time. So for me, it's just great to be a part of that history, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. And it's good to see you involved in that as well. Now, you just mentioned your shoulder there. Those boxing fans that were watching last weekend, you stopped Brian Minto in the fight impressively as well last weekend, but you were carrying a shoulder injury. What exactly is wrong with it, Dillian?
Well, since I got with Jonathan Banks, it's getting me to throw a lot more punches and move a lot more, so my joints is getting used to working at a high level, so it breaks down. Obviously, you know, muscle normally breaks down and then for it to get stronger, so basically my shoulder's getting used to what he's teaching me. So my shoulder breakdown, I was sparring like 12 rounds 4 days a week for almost 4 weeks, so my shoulder just break down a bit, you know what I mean? We've had it looked at. It's nothing serious, thank God. Obviously there's damage there that's repairable. I should be alright the next couple of weeks, but it's nothing serious. So you know, in the camp, me and my coach knew there's something wrong, but I thought to myself, listen, as an up-and-coming prospect, Brian Minto is a tough man, he's a game man, but it's my time now, you know what I mean? I thought, there's no way I'm losing to this man. And the chances of pull out the fight are going there, I mix it in close with him and look to land my power shots and take him out. And that's what I've done. It's a little bit dangerous doing that, but, you know, I believe in what I can do and what I'm capable of, so that's what I went and do, was to knock him out.
And why not?
So, no one haven't done that to him in 53 fights.
Exactly, and you finished him comprehensively as well. I mean, you had him down at the end of the first, and to be fair, I don't think anyone would have had a go at him if he'd have stayed down either, to be honest. But you are 16-0, 16 wins from 16, 13 of those from knockout, the last 12 all by knockout. But you mentioned it there, you're going to have to do things slightly differently against Anthony Joshua, a boxer who you know well, having knocked him down in the amateurs, of course. What do you do differently against Joshua as opposed to against Minto?
It all depends, because he's going to be looking for his power shots, I'm going to be looking for mine. So it may be a thing where it may be a bit of a standoff straight away, or maybe a thing where we both come out looking to end early in good fashion. So I'm sure me and my coach will work on a few game plans and stuff, and my coach will give me the best advice which he thinks is right for me. And obviously he's a good trainer, he's coming up with game plans and strategy. He's been looking at Vladimir Klitschko for the last few years and haven't let him wrong in one fight, so you know. But we'll see. He's heavyweight boxing, you never know what happened. He might come out at me and I might see an opening and take him out, and knock him out early. So we just have to wait and see what happens. Like they say, everybody have a game plan till they get punched in the face, and then it's a whole different story. As much of a cliche it is, it's the truth.
Yeah, definitely is. I mean, and let's be honest, he's not been hit yet, has he?
No, he's not been hit. And if you watch most of the fights he got hit in the amateurs, he got either stopped or he got put down. And even as pros, he's been hit a couple of times and he looked starstruck, because even Gary Carnish hit him a few times. Carnish had no power, and if you watch the fight back, he was very nervy and jumping back in a nervy Ard Harrison defensive posture.
Yeah, now you mentioned your coach Jonathan Banks there a few times. You're spending quite a bit of time over in the States training, aren't you, Dillian? How different is it out there to over here?
The guys over there that you spar with, they don't care. Here, they don't care. You know, they don't care. They just see it's work. If you say somebody, I'm gonna pay you $100 or $200 or $300 or whatever a day for sparring, you know, that's a lot of money. So them guys would turn up and they don't respect you. They don't really respect British fighters anyway over there. They think that we all suffer. We drink tea and eat biscuits all day for whatever reason. I don't know why they have that perception of us. But you know, it's crazy. It's like when I was sparring, they were singing stuff like "London Bridge is falling down" and stuff like that. There was loads of people in the gym banging the canvas and doing all that rubbish. So for me, it was a new experience, but it was good because I had good sparring. The guys, a lot of the guys didn't know who I was or anything. You know what I mean? They never care, you know, whether I had 15 fights with 12 knockouts or whatever. They didn't care. They just turned up to spar, and every day it was good, tough sparring, which I don't get here. So for me, it was good, you know. And also being a part of legendary Crunk Gym as well. It's just the the atmosphere in there. You'll be working out, and Thomas Hearns might walk in, or Hillary Kenty, or Mason McClory. Like, you know, real champions is walking and give you a little bit of advice and just move on, you know. So it was good.
Good. And are you back out to the Crunk Gym in preparation for this fight as well?
No, I'm not going to Crunk. I'm going to go somewhere. The Crunk is all right, but it's too far. It's like 5 or 6 hours ahead of British time. I won't be taking that sort of chances for this fight. You know, I want to go somewhere where it's, where it's maximum 2 hours, 2 hours, so it's time different, because I need to come back and readjust to the time and be ready to steal the show off into Joshua, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Now, just moving away from your fight for a second, I believe you've been out and sparred with Vladimir Klitschko before. You've worked with the Tyson Fury and his team as well. Obviously, that fight's coming up very soon. How do you see that one? Because you've got a real good inside knowledge of both fighters, haven't you?
You know what? I get asked this question a lot on a daily basis, but for me, it's a tricky question because there's pros and cons on both sides. And Vladimir's side, he's got the experience, but he's getting older. On Tyson Fury's side, he hasn't got the experience, but he's younger. You know, they're both big men. They both can box. I think Vladimir have the edge in power, but Tyson Fury may have the edge in aggression and youthfulness. And the thing, good thing about Tyson Fury, at this moment in time, he has that belief of he's invincible and he's the best heavyweight on the planet. But then on the other hand, Vladimir is the best heavyweight on the planet. So, you know, you got one guy that's hungry. You got one guy that's hungry to prove to himself and to the world he's the best fighter in the world, and you got one fighter who's the best fighter in the world. So it is a hard fight. They're both big men. You know, I just want to see a good fight and hope and see somebody get knocked out, man. I don't know. You know, it's a very hard fight to pick.
You know what, Dilly, with an answer like that, you've got to consider going into politics when you finish boxing, my friend, because you sat right on the fence there and told us absolutely nothing at all. Going back to your fight, there is bad blood, genuine bad blood, between yourself and Anthony Joshua. There's much been made of it, and we see a lot of fighters in pre-fight going against each other and everything else, but you guys really don't like each other, do you? What can we see in the press conferences and the weigh-in before the fight?
I don't like him because he's a rat, to be honest. But you know, he's comeback. He's comeback. But you know, that's neither here or there. In the press conference, I'm one of those guys that I always say in my mind. You know, I always say what I think. Growing up, you know, what I mean, some of my family is Irish and some of my family is Jamaican. So growing up, you know, having those two sides to your family. You know, we just say whatever we think. You know, if you don't like somebody, you tell them. My granddad, they always taught me that. You know, my granddad said, listen, you don't like somebody, you tell him. You think somebody is so-and-so, you tell him. You know what I mean? So you know, I that's just the way I brought up. So if he says something I don't like, I'll tell him whatever. You know what I mean? I'll just tell him. I'll do whatever my mind tells me to do. And definitely know he's behaving. If he's behaving in a good manner, I might be okay. But if he's trying to belittle me or trying to speak down to me like he likes to try and do to people, then I'll tell him about it. So I may even get up and even punch him in his mouth. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. It all depends on his behaviour and his attitude towards me.
Well, save that one till you get the gloves on in the ring with him, I'd suggest, Dillian. But hey, you've always been quite nice to me, so I'll take that as a compliment now. But listen, before I let you go, Dillian, I've got to ask for your prediction. Big fight night, the 12th of December, the O2 Arena, yourself and Anthony Joshua. How does that fight end?
Anthony Joshua getting knocked out and Eddie Hearn having a panic attack at ringside.